tonight, the annual Emmy Awards. How many folks have watched the annual Fantastic Five? I love the Emmy Awards. Thank God it's about time TV stars get a little recognition. Don't you think, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? Am I?
Right.
Boy, I tell you, the security, if you were at the Emmys, was very tight. It was tighter than Star Jones' dress.
Right.
And that's... But I want to tell you, the show was so long and boring, I thought I was hosting. Thank you very much. That's... What are you going to do? I thought this was nice. The Emmy for Best Supporting Actress went to Mrs. Jim McGreevy. So congratulations to the governor's wife. Best Technical Achievement Award went to Donald Trump's hair.
You know, I'm sorry I put you through that, but I put you through that to make a point. Dave was nominated for an Emmy this year, probably out of pity. Those were four of the lamest jokes you're ever going to hear. But somehow Dave still got a pity nomination. But, of course, he didn't win because it's just terrible. Dave's going to be out of here pretty quick. They say that Conan is going to quit his job to take over for Kilborn because Leno's going to be here forever. Leno's going to be doing the same jokes 30 years from today. But Dave is out of here maybe a year, maybe two, maybe sooner. Who knows? But Dave has had it. He's burnt out. He's done all he wants to do. He's totally rich. I'll tell you where CBS messed up when they lured him over there. They said, tell you what, not only are we going to give you the $15, $20 million a year, but we're going to let you do your own project. So Dave came up with that horrid Ed show. And I think he's got a piece of Everybody Loves Raymond. I think he owns a piece of that. He owns a piece of several shows. And so he's got all this money coming in, and it's like, hey, if I'm making $30 million a year sitting on my ass, why do I want to make $45 million a year working 4 or 5 days a week? Now, see, Dave ascribes to the old Bart principle that once you make your $30 million, you know, you can ease up now. Dave's not a Republican. He doesn't have to money grub for every nickel he might be able to find somewhere. Dave's going to take his $300 million. He's going to say, thank you. I've had a great career. I love what you've given me, but I'm going to go retire now to my little ranch in Idaho and my other house in Connecticut and raise my baby and live life. I mean, you can't fault a guy for that. But, hey, if you're not going to try, Dave, you might as well pack it in. Dave Chappelle, they just gave him $50 million. Interesting, Chappelle was nominated for an Emmy and did not win. Him and Jon Stewart were in the same category. And Jon Stewart won. So if Chappelle's worth $50 million as a runner-up, how much is Jon worth? Doesn't that make Jon worth $75
million? Last night, of course, the Emmy Awards last night.
That's right.
HBO got 32 Emmys. NBC took home 8. CBS News gave back 4. So it was a... Anybody watch TV Saturday night? I was watching the opening of the new Hooters in Atlantic City. Oh, that was a Miss America pageant. I'm sorry. Did you see the swimsuits at the Miss America? Oh, my God. Is it me, or is this gig just a brass pole and a two-drink minimum away from being a strip club? I mean, what is that?
I miss that, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, you got the Playboy Channel, the Spice Channel. Play that violin. Yeah, no. Anybody know who our new Miss America is? Miss Alabama, that's right. I believe her name is Deidre Downs, Miss Alabama. Oh, yeah. You know, as they put the crown on her head Saturday night, she kept saying, I can't believe it, I can't believe it. Said it 3 times. In fact, she was just one I can't believe it short of the record set by Dan Rather when he found out the documents were fake. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, boy. Let's see what's going on at CBS News, as that stands for today. Can't back up story. That's what it stands for. Well, Dan Rather admitted today, just a few hours ago, he admitted that he was misled about the authenticity of those documents. And, you know, he was really upset. Today he was talking about that 86-year-old woman. Remember the one he interviewed, the former Texas National? Today he said, the bitch set me up. That's what he said. Furious.
Boy, and if you think Dave's no longer funny, just switch over to Leno, and you'll see how much Dave still has it. Leno, on the other hand... Oh, my God, have you ever heard such horrible comedy, if you can even call it comedy? I mean, check it out. His audience is full of people on vacation, people who live in Nebraska and Minnesota and upper Michigan. And, you know, it's just terrible up there. And they say, what the hell? Let's take the kids to Hollywood. 78 degrees and sunny and the light wind blowing. Let's go out to Hollywood and have a vacation and we'll have a good time. We'll go to Disneyland and we'll, you know, do the beach and we'll do this and that. Oh, I know. Let's go see Jay Leno. Oh, it's going to be the most fun time. We've watched Jay for years. It's going to be so fun. So he's got an audience full of vacationing people who are dying to laugh. They just want to have a good time. They're on vacation. They just want to have a few laughs. And he can't get a laugh out of these people because his material is so horribly old and boring, and most of all, formulaic. Leno wasn't even nominated for a comic Emmy. Can you imagine how horrible that is? He is the Jim of NBC. He's the guy they told Dave to take an effing hike so they could give the gig to Jay, and yeah, he's dragging in the money. Think how terrible to be the Tonight Show, and everybody gets an Emmy nomination but you. Everybody got a... Chris Rock got one for a special, which is kind of dumb. Bill Maher got one. Jon Stewart got one, Chappelle got one, Saturday Night Live got one. Everybody was nominated but Leno because he's at the very, very bottom of the unfunny barrel. He's at the very, very tail end of the worst of the unfunny comedians on all of television. And it's the Tonight Show. NBC's Tonight Show has fallen that far. Oh, Johnny. Johnny must be crying. It must be terrible to see Johnny's show fall this far. Oh, it does great in the ratings, again, because when Dave has an Olympic guy you never heard of and a race car driver you never heard of, meanwhile, Leno's got Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman and somebody, you know, he's in Hollywood, so he's got the major talent on. That's what's keeping Jay ahead in the ratings, but he's not funny, not at all. And I feel really bad about putting you through that. It was only about a minute long, but didn't it seem like about a half an hour? We mentioned how news has become so bad because now they're under the entertainment umbrella. They're not here to give you the truth. They're not here to expose government corruption. They're not here to be credible or responsible. They're here to make money. So they're going to tell you whatever story makes the most money, just like Jay. He's in Hollywood not to make you laugh. He's there to promote this movie, this TV show, this special that's coming up. That's all Leno's good for. It's not comedy, and the Emmy voters recognize that. And they shunned him. If I was Leno, I would be pissed. What good is all that money and all that fame if you're considered a joke amongst your peers? Leno's become the Carrot Top of comedy. Oh, what a horrible thing to say about somebody. But if it's true, somebody's got to say it, and who better than old Bart?
It's time for George W. Bush, a segment I don't think we've ever done this before. Oh. George W. Bush, show off.
Oh.
This is George W. Bush now, showing off.
Oh. So I'm having Kobe beef one night with Prime Minister Koizumi.
I saw CBS sent out a press release a couple of days ago after the forgeries. It started to become apparent that this was a forgery.
Right.
So they sent out a press release saying, we will be issuing a statement that hopefully will clarify some of the unanswered questions about the forgeries. And I thought, oh, you know what would have been a great time to answer the unanswered questions about the forgeries? Before you put it on the TV.
Yeah.
That, you might have wanted to check that out. But to keep perspective, we should also note, if you remember in President Bush's State of the Union address, there were those forged documents that they used to say that Saddam Hussein had bought uranium from Niger. Right. So it's forged documents that Dan Rather used to maybe make it seem like George Bush got preferential treatment, and forged documents that got us into a war. So, you know, it's about half and half. It's about the same. It's about this. You know,
now,
it all comes out in the wash.
So there were no fact checkers? Does it strike you as odd that there were?
CBS has no fact checkers?
Yeah.
Listen, these guys are all like 90 years old. I mean, honestly. My grandfather wasn't big on checking the facts either. I mean, this is what happens. The guys actually on the internet, all the bloggers, check the facts.
Right.
I guess they have on the internet facts, whereas, you know.
You can just check.
Where you can check them, whereas if you work at CBS, you're just walking around bumping into walls. Yeah, I really don't know what's going on.
You got the card file, the Dewey Decimal thing.
I mean, I really don't understand. I've been on the internet. I mean, I don't know how you find facts in between the porn. But apparently they were able to find the facts, whereas people at CBS were like, oh, we could have looked that up. Wow. We should have tried that.
Well, let's talk about the campaign now. It seems to be focusing on Vietnam.
I think if Kerry focuses, I think if he really focuses, he can defeat Nixon, and he can have our troops. Right. I think if he really stays with it, yeah, he can take Nixon and have our troops out of Vietnam by 74.
Really, you think it's
so? I think so. I think he can do it.
I wouldn't think it was possible, but not you, brother.
I didn't think it was possible either, but I think he can.
Now, what are your thoughts on the candidate?
I just think it's interesting. You know, George Bush, people have always discussed that he's, you know, the joke is always on his intelligence. The man's not stupid. Stupid is, oh, my God, I just ate soap. Right. You know what I mean? Like, he's not... Right. He's a very bright man.
Right.
What I like about him is this. You know, we went to war in Iraq, and we didn't find weapons of mass destruction or an Al-Qaeda-Saddam link.
Right.
But the nice thing about President Bush is he doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like, if this were Clinton... And we didn't find weapons of mass destruction, he'd be all trying to explain it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd be like, well, when I said mass destruction, I meant the weight of the weapons. And, you know, that kind of thing. But you really get the feeling like, like with President Bush, what's nice about it is, I literally believe that they went into President Bush and went, hey, man, we didn't find the weapons of mass destruction. And he went, how about that? There's no link between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Ain't that something? You know what I mean? Like, here's how... This is very interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, Osama bin Laden had tried to contact Saddam Hussein to get help. And Saddam Hussein, this was, I guess, in 1998,
right.
had turned Al-Qaeda down. Which really brings up, I think, a very interesting point. How big a jackass do you have to be before Saddam Hussein says, I can't work with this guy?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never thought of it. Yeah.
Saddam Hussein's like, I have rape rooms. I'm a mass murderer. But this guy creeps me out. I can't be around. That's it doesn't speak well. But I do want to say, in President Bush's defense,
yes.
Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction or a link to Al-Qaeda. But Iran, as it turns out, does have weapons of mass destruction and a link to Al-Qaeda. So when you think about it, and really, give credit where credit is due, we were off by only one letter. And I think that's an important... I really do think that that's something to consider.
Not only is he running, but today he forecast a Bush victory.
He did?
He did. That was in the paper I read.
Ay, ay, ay.
What do you make of Ralph?
Well... I love Ralph. You know, he's done a lot of great service for his country, and I don't understand. I really
ego?
You know, if it was anybody else, I would say yes. But, I mean, how can you have that kind of ego and then never dry clean your suit?
I don't know if you've ever heard of the fruitcake lady. This lady looks to be about 90 years old. She's from the deep old South, and she does kind of a Dr. Phil, Ask Dear Abby kind of deal. She's on the Tonight Show, and boy, the Tonight Show needs some comedy, trust me. Well, this is, I thought, was pretty damn funny. There's like 10 questions they ask her, and she's real fast, but the first lady wants to know what she can do to get her husband to mow the lawn more often.
How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that while he's at work.
I'm Frank Clausen from Maple Ridge, Canada. My wife read an article that says bathing too much dries out your skin. Now she only bathes once a week on Fridays. Is this a good idea?
I never heard of such a thing. She's only going to bathe on Friday. Well, I mean, there's plenty of water. There's no scarcity of water. That, to me, is just a poor excuse for being nasty.
Hi, my name is Molly Bradley, and I'm from Simi Valley, California. When I was a kid and my dog Peppers died, my parents said he went to dog heaven. Is there really such thing as a dog heaven?
Oh, you know, honestly. You know, you're a grown person. You're sitting over there asking me a damn question like that. Now, you know good and well. I mean, what are you talking about? Is there a dog heaven? When a dog dies, the dog dies.
I'm Ben Weiss from San Diego, California. Do you have any tips to help me manage my wife's mother? She's really getting on my nerves.
In all the history of the world, the mother-in-law has always interfered with her son's or her daughter's marriage. You can put a bag over her head. You can do anything to her. You can lock her up in a room, but she can get through the wall somewhere.
My name is Mike Sugi from Cleveland, Ohio. I don't have a lot of experience with girls. Is there any way I could practice kissing by myself?
I don't know. Walk up to a mirror. Kiss a mirror a couple of times. If you're that stupid, you can't find a girl that will allow you to kiss her, then it's just too bad. I don't know. Go kiss the ass of a monkey or something.
I'm Kimberly Lubach from San Diego. My boyfriend is scared to death of getting on a roller coaster. What the hell is wrong with him?
There's not a damn thing wrong with him because I wouldn't get on one myself. I'm scared to death of him. No, there's nothing wrong with him. I don't blame him. I wouldn't get on one either.
Hi, I'm Maya Gabreski from Burbank, California. My boyfriend and I have been together for 9 years. Do you think if I were to get pregnant, he might pop the question?
Well, aren't you the damn fool? You know what? Sure, you can go ahead and get pregnant, and that guy's going to walk off and leave you with a baby. That's what's going to happen, and you deserve it, because that's just even a whore wouldn't do that.
I'm James Martell from White Rock, Canada. I'm about to be remarried, and my friends are throwing me a bachelor party at a strip club. I'm really close to my 15-year-old son and want to include him. Do you think that's too young?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Are you completely an idiot? You don't deserve a child. You know that.
Hi, I'm Kelly Zimmer from Frisco, Texas. I think my husband might be having an affair with a friend of mine. How should I confront her?
I'd go and beat the crap out of her.
This is Kara Stella from New Freedom, Pennsylvania. I read somewhere that the average girl loses her virginity at the age of 17. Do you think that that's true?
Well, I would say in the Deep South, it's a lot younger than that. Because people in the South are warm-blooded. Children are going into sex much earlier than they did when I was a young girl. I mean, my God. If we had had sex when I was coming up, my parents would have, I think they would have put me in an institution.
Hello, I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
What I learned from the Democrats is that they screwed it up again. They didn't. I mean, Kerry didn't call out Bush. He didn't. He didn't.
Someone made a decision not to attack. That attack people don't.
Right.
Because focus groups say they don't like attacks.
Because the Democrats still believe that, you know, somehow if you attack the president or mean to George Bush, it'll offend the swing voters. It doesn't seem to work the other way with the swing voters. He can do anything he wants to John Kerry. He can call a war hero a coward and a war criminal. Why aren't the swing voters offended at that? Okay, so he missed a good opportunity there, and I think the people, rightly, to a degree, look at that and say, you know what, if you can't get tough with George Bush, what are you going to do with Bin Laden? These are times when people expect and want the guy in power to be the kind of guy who goes for the jugular. And they somewhat base that on how he runs his campaign.
Now we have, from George W. Bush, a terrorism alert.
Ooh.
It's a terrorism alert. George W. Bush. Watch and listen carefully.
And that's why their actions have grown more cruel and sadistic.
Now, everybody knows the basic erogenous zones. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
There are 7.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah.
That's one?
Kind of an important one.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at it upside down.
Well, you know, sometimes that helps.
Okay, now, most guys will hit 1, 2, 3 and then go to 7 and set up camp.
That's bad?
Well, if you go to Disneyland, you don't spend the whole day on the Matterhorn.
Well, you might if we're anything like 7.
All right, the important thing is to take your time. You want to hit them all, and you want to mix them up. You got to keep them on their toes. Oh, toes! Yeah, for some people. All right. You could start out with a little 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, a 3, a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, 2, a 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 4, 2, 2, 4, 7, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7.
Security is nothing but a big scare tactic. That's all. Yeah. They're just trying to scare the hell out of us.
Yeah.
And you notice the stuff always happens on a Friday just to mess up your weekend.
Yeah.
You know, how about a nice big terrorist threat on a Monday?
Yeah.
Everybody stay home.
Yeah.
You know? It always comes on the weekend. And Cheney, last week he made that statement. He said, if you vote for the wrong guy, we're going to get hit. The terrorists are going to hit. I'm like, well, damn, that's what the terrorists do. They threaten us, you know. So pretty much Cheney is saying, if I lose, I'm going to blow something up. That's pretty much. He said, but you know what? But I love the Democrats, because Al Sharpton, he came back.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if the Democrats lose, I'm going to start dating white women.
Really?
That was scary.
Well, that was scary.
Get people out to the polls.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Little white babies with perm, little Al Sharpton hair dudes. That'd be fun.
Are you going to be doing Inside the NFL this year?
No, I'm not doing Inside the NFL this year. I didn't pass my drug test.
Oh.
So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Bob Costas has rules now, so I cannot doing that. But I love football season. I'm you know, big Redskin fan, so
yeah.
Joe Gibbs is back, so I'm excited about that. But then again, it's being a Redskin fan, I feel, you know, because the whole Native American mascot thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big, you know, I don't know. But people... It's like the Redskins, you see, like, Native Americans out there protesting in front of the game.
Sure.
And they're all in their Native garb and they're protesting, but they kind of blend in, so you just think they're fans.
I never thought of it like that. Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Right, I asked one for tickets, and they... Chief, you got some seats?
Hey, Chief, you got some seats?
Yeah.
They don't I don't like that. Whatever you do, don't do that. Hey, Chief, you got some seats.
There you have it, show 55, Bart Cop Radio. Had a little bit more upbeat message this time. It's because my candidate is fighting back, and it puts me in a good mood. Let's all do a shot of Chinako for John Kerry, the new John Kerry, the fighting John Kerry, the won't go down without a fight John Kerry, the not going to let you get away with that, you bastard John Kerry, the how dare you lie to the American people, you unqualified, never elected mother effer John Kerry. Go get him, John. We're with you. We're going to stand behind you as president. We're not going to let those Nazis at Fox or talk radio kick your ass. We're going to move forward. We're going to make America better. We're going to make America safer. The whole world's going to love us again. Oh, thank you, John. So I get to work on show 56. Appreciate you subscribers. Appreciate you people throw the occasional check in the mail. I get to work on show 56. We're going to send you home with one for the Bush boy. Bart out.